go! Welcome to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast with your host, Steve Schaubecker. Get ready to get behind the scenes look into what it really takes to grow a business from scratch in the firearms industry. Join us as we welcome industry titans, Second Amendment enthusiasts, and special guests each week. I welcome you to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.
Welcome back to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm Steve Schaubecker, your host. Have another great episode in store for you today. Well, today we're going to talk a little bit about some of the things to make sure that you're doing right in unsure economic times. Lots of words getting thrown around these days, things like recession, those sorts of things. I'm not going to go that far and tell you that that's coming. All I'm going to tell you is that times are strange right now and anything can happen. So instead of waiting for the official word to happen, let's just talk about some things to make sure that you are ready for whatever happens to become your way. Of course, as we all know, there's certainly less money getting thrown around now that people are back to work. Not all these federal subsidies floating around and not all this money getting spent on some things that they were just a couple years ago. Definitely somewhat of a pullback, it seems like, but we'll see where this goes. But these are some things that you can do in any uncertain times that will help to make sure that your business is ready and raring to go. First things first, make sure that your cash flow is on point. Make sure that the money coming in and flowing out is doing so smoothly, and that make sure that you're paying your bills on time, and that make sure that people are paying you. Make sure that you have plans in place that to follow up with customers that might be a little bit slower paying than you'd like. Don't allow any delayed payments to happen unless absolutely necessary. So now that you make sure that you've got money flowing in and out, the thing that you want to focus on is to diversify your streams of revenue. Make sure that you have some things coming in from multiple different avenues. Like, for example, in one of our businesses is an IT managed service business, of course. So one staple we have, of course, and our biggest chunk of revenue is the monthly reoccurring fees that we collect from people for supporting their computers. So the other streams that we tend to make sure that are still flowing is we make sure that people are refreshing as they can to make sure that we get our hardware stream coming in from our hardware sales. We also have some of our customers that we provide, you know, cellular and backup data services. Okay, that's another stream that we tend to try to keep going. And then also our cybersecurity and email services, reoccurring things. So we try to make sure that we're hitting all these different things. Well, so even if a customer were to cut back on one of them, that we'd still have some other income flowing from that customer. And we still have a full thing of complement of different services that we can offer to customers. So for other people, it may be, hey, if you are in, say, auto repair, repairs are one of your great bread and butters, but hey, are you making sure that you're available for oil changes? Do you get those customers that want tires? Are you providing that service? Are you providing slight customization services? Somebody wants a new air cleaner setup put on, or wants a new exhaust on their car or something. Are you making those available to your customers? Anything you can do for a little extra revenue streams to maybe pull in some customers that you haven't had before, that's always a great thing. So the one thing you want to make sure to do always is make sure that you focus on your core competency first and then build out from there. And as far as customers go, the same thing. You want to focus on your customers that you have, make sure to keep them happy, and then reach out and try to get some new customers. Don't just assume that your customers you have are just going to stay put. Make sure you keep them happy. Okay, so that being said, you know, now that we're in a time when perhaps some people are pulling back their marketing budgets, are really pulling back on what they're spending and pulling back on what they're doing, it definitely creates an opportunity for us to get out there and to get our name out there in front of new people and maybe grab some customers from the competition. You've probably heard the old adage is that when, you know, when someone is attacking, then, you know, we're defending, but when we're attacking, they're defending, and back and forth and back and forth. Well, you don't want to be doing exactly what they're doing. So when they're going all out, yeah, maybe it's time to pull back and save some cash. Maybe there's some opportunities coming down the board. But the same thing, when they're pulling back, maybe now the opportunity is for us to get on the offensive and to spend some cash. It'll probably go a little bit further if we're one of the only ones spending it. So that being said, there's certainly some things that you can do to make some, we'll call them some cuts, but we'll be very intelligent about these cuts. For example, times like this, don't hold any more inventory than you have to, and be very, very careful of your churn rate. Know exactly how long that inventory you have will last. Of course, when things get weird, it can be a problem if you can't get parts. But at the same time, if you're sitting on way too much parts, that's costing you cash. So be in touch with your suppliers. Make sure that you can get what you need. But at the same time, don't try to have too much sitting there. So it's a fine balance, but just means you have to pay attention as a business owner and do your job and stay on top of those things. It's a great time to trim any fat. Hey, are there employees that you need to get after to get some more productivity out of it? Now is the time. Now is definitely the time. You need all hands on deck and you need everybody getting after it for you. Take a look at any of your recurring charges. Is there some technology subscriptions? Is there some things that you can get rid of for now? Some pull back on? Is there some waste that you can cut? Is there any way that you can save some money? Hey, if so, that's a great thing. Because we know what happens if you're able to save some money and you're able to put yourself in a great position. Sooner or later, maybe not right now, but coming up in the near future, after everybody's pulled back, there's going to be a time when you can really get out there and expand and you can really gain some market share and do it usually very cost effectively. You know, usually when everybody in the market's pulling back, it opens up new windows. Advertising gets cheaper. There's definitely a chance to go out there and capture some new customers. The time to do that might not be right now. Make sure you get your foundation set. Make sure you get the rest of your house in order. But be advised that usually always happens. You know, as we're coming out of these times when there's always somebody that's ready to act first. You know, if you have more cash in your coffers and if you have your inventory really tight and everything else is really tight and your spending is definitely under wraps and you're ready to go, it puts you in a much better long-term position that your competition most likely won't be able to match. So by paying attention to your house, getting your house in order, and making sure that all your ducks are in a row now, when it's time to strike, you will be ready. So if you take those few pieces of advice and really focus on, you know, where you're at, definitely don't get down on things, but definitely make sure that you realize, hey, now's the time to be careful. Nothing wrong with being careful, but at the same time, make sure you're still getting your marketing out there. Make sure you're still doing your posts on social media. Make sure you're doing everything else that you can to keep those new customers flowing in. As always, if you think this has been beneficial for you and would be beneficial for someone else, please give us a like, give us a share, get the word out for us, tell other people about the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast, and feel free to hit us up if you have any questions. We're always here to help. I'm Steve Schaubacher. Until next week, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to the Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast. If you're still listening to this episode, that means you gained some type of value. So if you could share this to a friend, leave a review, and make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode of Tactical Entrepreneur Podcast.